Okay. Very good evening to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is the 17th, July 2018, Tuesday class. So you will get ready for puja. Let us compose our mind, sadha, virya, then mindfully we shall commence our puja. Namo Bhansi Sijia Moni Pho. Namo Bhansi Sijia Moni Pho. Namo Bhansi Sijia Moni Pho. Namo Quan Sinh Pusa. Namo Quan Sinh Pusa. Namo Quan Sinh Pusa. Namo Amitabha Pho. Namo Amitabha Pho. Namo Amitabha Pho. Namo Mila Pho. Namo Mila Pho. Namo Mila Pho. Namo Pusyan Pusa. Namo Pusyan Pusa. Namo Pusyan Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namassami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Sangham Namami. Okay, you can be seated. Then turn to page 1 of the chanting book. Okay, we rejoice with the offering first. You can put here some, sorry. Sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu. Okay, turn to page 1 of the chanting book. We shall commence with the vandana. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Kamesu micacara viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Musavada viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Sura miraya majapamadatana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Now we will chant the Padipa Puja. Ganna sarapaditena dipena tamadang sina ติโลกาดิพังสัมบุตังปูจายามิตโมนุดังกันธาสัมบารายุเทนะโดเพนะหังสุกังหินะปูจายะปูจานิยังตังปูจาบาจานะโมเทมังวันนากันดาโกโนเปตังเอตังกุสุมาสันทตินปูจายามิโมนินดาสสิริปาดาสโรโรเหปูเจมิบุตังกุสุเมนาเนนาปัณเณนามเตนะเชโหทุโมคังปูปังมิลายติยัตถาอิดังเมคายโยตัตตายติวินาสบาวังอาดิวาเสทุโนบันเทปานิยังปริกาภิทังอานุคัมปังอุปาทายะปาติกันหาทุมุตตมังอาดิวาเสทุโนบันเตปาเลปริกาภิทังอานุคัมปังอุปาทายะปาติกันหาทุมุตตมังอาดิวาเสทุโนบันเทโบจานังปริกาภิทังอนุคัมปังอุปาทายะปาติกันหาทุมุตตมัง Now we are chant the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all this puja offering. Significance of offering of light.May this offering of light to the Buddha bring forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma.That cools and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense, which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits.May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One.Strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body. We will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana, making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits born of these offerings,May our spiritual faculties of Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become balas or power, sharing and transfer merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu.Sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Tripa Jam. Bedang Pujayam. Dhammang Pujayam. You all can be seated. We can have half an hour of meditation. We are off the light. Then you can have your meditation. Body and mind, then silence everything. Whatever mind state that arise, just let it arise. Just silence. Allow the natural state of mind to return to its original meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. So technically, you don't have to do anything. You have to maintain your sati, that's it. Do not arise any like and dislike or aversion towards the feeling that arise. No matter what happens, just accept the reality of the moment. Be at peace with every moment. Have joy. Have love. Then you want to derive metta, you can start with metta. Okay, I think most of you by now, your mind is already trained to a certain extent. You can straight away relax body and mind, then maintain silence or awareness to meditate. Okay, I will allow you to meditate, then I will ring the bell when the half an hour alarm is triggered off. we shall chant the invocation to the devas. Invocation to the devas in this universe, in their entirety. Let the devas or deities come here. Let them hear the good teaching of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta chakavalesu atra gacchantu devata saddhammam muni rajasa sunantu sakkamokkhadam dhamma savanan kalo ayang badanta dhamma savanan kalo ayang badanta dhamma savanan kalo ayang badanta namo atassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa namo atassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa namo atassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa iti peso bhagava arahang samma sambuddho veja charana sampanno sugato lokavido anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati satta deva manusanang buddho bhagavati svakato bhagavata dhammo sandittiko kaliko ehi paseko opanayiko pacatang veditadbo venohiti supatipanno bhagavato savakasango ujupatipanno bhagavato savakasango nyayapatipanno bhagavato savakasango samichipatipanno bhagavato savakasango yadidam chattari purisa yukani atta purisa pugala esa bhagavato savakasango ahuneyo pahuneyo dakhineyo anjali karaniyo anutarang punyaketang lokasati sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Paja. Pedang Pujem Damang Pujem Sanghang Pujem. Okay, you all can be seated. Then we can continue with where we stopped. I think we were at chapter 19, page 348. The title is What is Karma? Then the Buddha says volition or mental intention. intention is karma. So this word volition or mental intention is very important. The Buddha said icchatena or mental intention or volition that is karma. So I will get PG to come. Where is PG? Oh, PG is in the washroom. Okay, while waiting for her, huh? We can turn to page 348. So the title is on the whiteboard, the page number also on the whiteboard. So we wait for PG. Huh? Okay, PJ, pass to you, chapter 19. Today's topic, we are going to study more towards the various type of karma. And what constitutes karma? The key important factor is volition, mental intention. We call it moral causation. So karma can arise through your thought process, through your action, and also through your speech when you have mental intention. Okay.
Good evening, Bratio, Mr. Steele, and all Kalyanamitas. Today's subject is, what is karma? Volition is karma, Anguttara Nikaya. Karma. The Pali word karma literally means action or doing. Any kind of intentional action, whether mental, verbal, or physical, is regarded as karma. It covers all that is indeed in the phrase. Thought, word, and deed. Generally speaking, all good and bad in actions constitute karma. In its ultimate sense, karma means all moral and immoral volition. Kusala, akusala, cetena. Involuntary, unintentional, or unconscious actions, though technically deeds, do not constitute karma, because volition, the most important factor in determining karma, is absent. The Buddha says, I declare, O bhikkhus, that volition, cetena, is karma. Having willed, one acts by body, speech, and thought. Every volitional action of persons, except those of Buddhas and Arahants, is called karma. An exception is made in their case because they are delivered from both good and evil. They have eradicated both ignorance and craving. The roots of karma. Destroyed are their germinal seeds. Kinabija, selfish desires no longer grow, states the Ratana Sutta. This does not mean that the Buddhas and Arahants are passive. They are tirelessly active in working for the real well-being and happiness of all. Their deeds, ordinarily accepted as good or moral, lack creative powers as regards themselves. Understanding things as they truly are, they have finally shattered their cosmic fetters. That would be self-delusion, greed and hatred, the chain of cause and effects. Some religions attribute this unevenness to karma, but they differ from Buddhism when they state that even unintentional actions should be regarded as karma. According to them, the unintentional murderer of his mother is a heinous criminal. The man who kills and who harasses in any way a living being without intention is nonetheless guilty, just like a man who touches fire is burnt. This astonishing theory undoubtedly leads to palpable absurdities. The embryo and the mother would both be guilty of making each other suffer. Further, the analogy of the fire is logically fallacious. For instance, a man would not be guilty if he got another person to commit the murder. For one is not burnt when one gets another to put his hand into the fire. Moreover, unintentional action would be much worse than intentional wrong actions. For, according to the comparison, a man who touches fire without knowing it would burn is likely to be more deeply burned than a man who knows. In the working of karma, its most important feature is mind. All our words and deeds are colored by the mind or consciousness we experience at such particular moments. When the mind is unguarded, bodily action is unguarded, speech also is unguarded, thought also is unguarded. When the mind is guarded, bodily action is guarded, speech also is guarded, and thought also is guarded. By mind the world is led, by mind is drawn, and all man owns the sovereignty of mind. If one speaks or acts with a wicked mind, pain follows one as the wheel, the hoof of the drought ox.
This is Dhammapada verse 1.
If one speaks and acts with a pure mind, happiness follows one as the shadow that never departs.
This is Dhammapada verse 2. So if you want suffering, continue to be heedless. Don't guard your mind, don't train your mind. But if you really want happiness to follow you like your shadow that never leave you, then you make sure you avoid Dhammapada verse 1. Train your mind, be heedful. Then everything will be in accordance. So this Dhammapada verse 1 and 2 are very important. Then before we go on, what do you think of the other religion's proposition? They say, sometimes whatever action you do without intention, there is also karma. What do you think? Don't just because you are Buddhist, you have to agree. You have to contemplate, reflect. Then you will understand it deeply. Why is that mental decision or determining thought moment is so important? What is your view? We shall open it up. Anybody wants to say anything with your whatever understanding? Nobody. So what is karma? The Buddha in his teaching say the key factor is volition. Do you agree with that? Volition, mental intention. Can you all investigate and check this? You don't have to agree and disagree. You have to find out. Then Dhammapada verse 1 and 2 is for you to find out. How many of you have not investigated? You just accept lock, stock and barrel and then just believe as a Buddhist. If you do that, you may not have the benefits of the teaching. Because the benefit of the teaching comes from investigation. You have to have the faith born of investigative confirmation. You have not even really tested it and you just believe. Your faith is not strong. When you are confronted with life reality, you may panic, you may fear, and you may doubt. Sometimes when things really go the other way, and you don't know how to really look at it, then your faith may actually become lacking. Yes, Joy. Yeah, come.
Yes. Since nobody wants to say anything. Since nobody wants to say anything, yeah. I'll just tickle everybody's thoughts. Yeah, yeah. Well, in the first case, faith itself is not good enough, if you ask me. Everybody has to investigate, no matter what. That's my personal belief. Huh? Whatever faith we belong to, religion is not important to me. I don't even care if anybody is a Buddhist. Buddhism is nothing to me because it's just religion. But it's the spirituality behind the word religion that is important.
Yes.
And
really
the thing
good.
About being a human being, to me anyway, is that we need to investigate, because the mind, we found out, is a very tricky thing.
Very, very tricky.
And
correct,
there are things called the mundane mind that you've taught us, and the supramundane mind.
Yes.
And if you follow with only the mundane mind, you'll never understand what even the psychologists and all these people are talking about, about the beta waves, the alpha waves, and the intention that's going on behind all that thought process. Because behind, and again, maybe this is a little bit of faith, behind every intention, behind every action, there is an intention.
Yes.
Without an intention, we will not do what we do.
Yeah.
Even if it's a foolish intention,
foolish
thought. Mm. So, I think this thing about volition is very real. Mm. I am not a believer in religion at all.
Yes.
Sorry about
very
that.
Good. Very good. So, I think Chuyi has a very good point. Huh? Very good point, Sadhu. Yeah. You can pass to the crowd, whoever. Off it first. Huh? Anybody wants to add anything, you can. Then, in the meantime, you just put up your hand. In the meantime, I add on to what Chuyi has shared. So that part is very important. If it's blind faith, you just believe, it's not strong. The word sadda, confidence in the Buddha and his teaching, doesn't carry the meaning of blind faith, you just believe because he is the Buddha. No. You have faith in him and develop that understanding because you can maybe investigate deep into what he has taught us. So when you investigate into all his teaching or certain aspect of his teaching, especially the Dhammapada verses, those truths that the Buddha spoke. And when it stands up to investigation, your understanding becomes different, unshakable. So when faith is born of investigative understanding, then that faith is not blind faith. That faith is powerful. That's why that sadda is very different. When you have that sadda, which is unshakable, means you have investigated it. You have put it to test. Then it stands up to investigation. Then it's no longer like you are unsure. When people question you or discuss a topic with you, then you can speak from your heart. Because this is not something based on belief. This is based on nature's law. Then they ask you, how do you know? Because I investigated it. Understand? I don't just believe. You don't have to believe me. You don't have to believe the Buddha. You go and live your life, then find out. Every time if you are heedless, if you don't train your mind, you act, speak, and think with the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. If every day you get angry, emotional, unhappy, fearful, miserable, then the Buddha says suffering will follow you. Like the wheel that follows the hoof. Check whether it's true or not. Every time you get angry, are you happy? You're not happy, isn't it? When you have fear, worry, anxiety, born of delusion, you are not happy, isn't it? Then when you are selfish, when you are possessive, when you are violent, what happened to you, to your life? You not only harm yourself, you harm others. That's like cause and effect, karmic negativity will arise. And you can see it, not only in you, in people who are violent, who are selfish, who are lustful, who are violent and do all those funny things. But when you yourself train your mind, develop heedfulness, mindfulness, then attentiveness, then you cultivate virtue, goodness, kindness, gentleness, pleasantness. When you are kind to people, when you are sincere, honest, you don't cheat, you don't lie, you don't deceive, you don't do all those things that cause suffering to fellow being and yourself, means you love. Then what happened to your life? Obviously, you can see immediate result, actually. When you are kind to people, people can feel you. People can have trust in you, faith in you. They don't feel threatened in front of you. And they really, really can feel you. And because of that, they trust you. And they like to be with you. So this is how you can investigate into it and find out for yourself. Then the Buddha, through this Dhammapada verse 1 and 2, teach you how to live your life. He said, we hold the key to our own life destiny, each and every one of us. To be happy or to be miserable is very easy. If you are heedless, you don't guard your mind, you don't train your mind to develop the mindfulness, the heedfulness, then you will expect and think negatively. Then suffering will follow you. So this will lead to coming negativity, suffering, misery, unhappiness. That's why the evil roots of fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, the first noble truth, reality of suffering, they will unfold. Whereas the other way of living, when you train your mind, when you develop mindfulness leading to heedfulness, you will expect and think with a wholesome mind, free of the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. Then you only have virtue, kindness, goodness, gentleness, pleasantness. You are being sincere. You never harm, you never cheat, you never deceive. You never cause unnecessary misunderstanding, backbiting, all those things. And because of that, you realize your life become beautiful. Then like Dhammapada verse 2, the Buddha say, happiness will follow you like the shadow that never leaves you. So if you put to test, investigate, and found out this is true, then what will you do? You will definitely determine to be heedful, to train your mind. It's an obvious thing, isn't it? Such choice is very easy. Nobody will choose to be miserable or unhappy. Who will do that? Only the heedless and deluded, but they don't understand this teaching, this law. And they never investigate. That's why these two Dhammapada verse will make you understand why law of karma is so important, so powerful. Okay? So we rejoice with Chui sharing. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. That's why she may not be a religious person. She want to investigate. Chui, yeah. Push it out all the way.
Just my own experience. I found out. Actually, this religion. Can be a blessing. Religion and faith can be a blessing. But it can also be a terrible curse.
Definitely.
And that's why the world is in such a terrible state. So you know. There is the. What you've been talking about.
I sent out one WhatsApp today also.
Wisdom is to be found. Faith can be found if we practice with wisdom. That's what you always told us.
Understanding. Wisdom and understanding. Very good. Thank you. Today I sent out this one. I read to you. Now you will get the message. I think most of you may not really understand. This particular WhatsApp notice is very, very meaningful. The message is, nothing binds you except your... Except your what? What binds you? Your thought. Understand? Or? Your own thought. If you don't have wisdom, you lack understanding. If you are deluded, ignorant, then your thought will all be wrong thought. That's why nothing binds you except your thought. Your thought cannot make you wise. Like Chui say, the mundane mind is egoic. If you don't have wisdom, you don't know how to use the mundane mind. So thought will bind you before you are enlightened. Then nothing limits you except when you are fearful, isn't it? Except your fear. So you are bound by your thought, limited by your fear and lack of faith or confidence. Then the other one is, like Chui say, religion can be a double-edged weapon. Nothing controls you except your belief system. Because everything is within you. If you believe blindly, if you deludedly cling on to your religious label, what you do? Yeah? You tend to selfishly defend your religious label. Then you argue with people, you quarrel with people. Then what you are interested in is to glorify your religious label. That's why certain religion, they like to glorify their God, their creator and all those things. So all this, if you really have the mindfulness, the understanding, you realize it backfire, understand? Because like Chui say, religion, if you understand it, put it to test, then confirm that this is what Nietzsche's law is all about, then you apply it, it will lead to goodness, wholesomeness. But if you didn't check, didn't investigate and blindly believe, then it can be detrimental to you. Then like the old saying goes, every religion has good intention. What do they teach? They teach their followers to be? Huh? To be what? To be good, isn't it? To be compassionate, you know? To be loving, you know? To be kind. You know? If that is so, then the world will be peaceful, understand? But then, at the same time, in their Bible or in certain of their religious book, there is also the opposite of what they preach. Violence, hatred, and a lot of those very strong words being used. If you don't believe, you don't, what they call, follow what they tell you, then they can condemn you to eternal hell. So all this thing is based on belief. Then they have this very detrimental thing. He said non-believer of their truth or their religion will be condemned to eternal hell. Eternal, no. Not go down to hell like Buddhists. Then after some time, come out. This one, eternal, cannot come out. And the sole criteria is what? You don't believe their religion. So, we have to question and inquire. If all religion teaches the truth and teaches the follower to be good and wholesome or moral, then there will be peace in this world. Then there will be no war, no conflict. But how come it's the opposite? How come we see, because of belief system, there is so much disagreement, disharmony, conflict, war in the name of religion? Which means all the so-called religion that lead to this has problem. Means the truth is not there. They do not follow the true teaching. The true teaching does not kill, does not harm, does not create misunderstanding. It brings about harmony, love, compassion and all those things. So the individual really need to investigate. Then come up with the understanding and change for the better, transform. Because the Buddhist teaching is very simple. You don't have to believe anything, just like the Buddha told the Kalamas. You have to investigate into every truth and check. Initially, if I were to follow, does it harm me? Does it harm others? That is the first very simple criteria. If it doesn't harm you and doesn't harm others, then by all means, cultivate, try out. Because you got nothing to lose. Understand? And then you realize, whatever that has the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, and selfishness, emotional negativity, fear, worry, anxiety, all those things, they bring about suffering. So this is not true. This is not the religion that you should follow. Because if you follow what they advise you and arise such mental state, you suffer, and yet others also suffer. When you are violent, when you have a lot of hatred, anger, resentment, envy, jealousy, what will happen to you? You will be evil. You will do a lot of evil things. That's why you are capable of killing, harming, causing war. And even our country, say, before the election, you can see the way it's moving, the direction. Racial disharmony was very strong. Religious matter was so critical at that time. But luckily, the recent election result changed a lot of things. We are trying to move towards a Malaysian entity, a new Malaysia, the dawning of a new age, where all this can be understood and then resolved amicably. Why should we hate each other? Why can't we instead develop love, compassion, and respect for each other? You can do whatever you believe, but don't extend your right beyond other people. Do not harm, do not kill, do not cause disharmony and all those things. And then, there will be peace. There will be harmony. There will be a new beginning for our civilization or our country. So all this is part and parcel of nature's law, especially this law of karma. Okay? So again, we should thank Chui. We should rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, anybody else before we pass to PG? Anybody else want to add anything? Yes. Yeah, better that way. Okay. Take turn. Come. Queenie, next one. What is your viewpoint of karma? You must be active. You believe or you don't believe? Or there is something else apart from intention? So just now PG read out. Did you really follow? He said, the other religion say involuntary action also karma.
Involuntary?
Yeah. Push it out all the way. Nearer to your mouth.
Involuntary.
Means without mental intention.
No karma.
Why?
Because you don't have any intention to do anything. So how does it arise, the karma?
That is a good argument. But is it the truth?
It's not the truth also, I think.
Because you believe that and you say it's not the truth, then how can it be?
It depends on the intention. If let's say there's some insects below this mat.
Yeah.
Unintentionally you step on
over it.
I don't think there's karma.
Any karma. Yes, there's
but
no karma.
Maybe someone who is heatless and then driving the car.
Yeah.
Maybe he's doing using the handphone or whatever. Then.
Yeah.
Accidentally, he knocked on somebody.
That
is a karma.
That one is coming.
Yes.
Even though he may argue that I got no intention to kill him, or to cause the accident, but you are heedless, understand? You are not mindful. When you are driving, you're supposed to drive carefully, because when you drive carefully, you protect yourself and you protect others. That is what the Buddha's definition of heedfulness is. Do you understand? mindfulness and heedfulness. He said, when you have heedfulness, the advantage is you protect yourself. And when you protect yourself, you protect others. Then you avoid karmic negativity. You avoid harming yourself and harming others. That is a very important understanding. That's why it's very important to understand why you train your mind to be heedful. It is protecting you from violating the law of karma, from breaking the precept. Very good. Adeline, Queenie, you didn't finish. You conflict yourself just now. Because you say involuntary action, no karma. Then I ask you, is it the truth? You say, I also don't know. Not sure. So, you see, you have to investigate into it first before you can, like, firmly confirm that it's the truth. Otherwise, you have to say, I think I believe it's the truth because the Buddha says so. Then, not so bad. So, the next step is to investigate into it. Understand? So, have you investigated into this? The law of karma thing. Dhammapada verse 1. 1 and 2, sorry. You have investigated, is it? Otherwise, your faith won't be so strong. Yeah, definitely. Push it out, push it out. Yes.
I believe in karma.
Yes,
because,
very good.
Sometimes when you come to certain situations, you will reflect, is this your own karma?
Yeah. Very good. That is what cultivation of Noble Eightfold Path is all about, understand? When you confront a situation, or when you get into a situation, then like you, your case, you reflect. Is this what karma is all about? Yeah. That day, I think, where is Padmasri? Write the Mandarin word. Padmasri meditating. Who know how to write the Mandarin word? That day at the Sunday class. You know Mandarin, eh? Lao Zi. Oh, never mind. I want to write on the whiteboard. Me. You know Mandarin, eh? Me, you know Mandarin or not? Lao Zi, Qian Si Ying, Jing Sen, Shou Zuo Si, Shou De Si. Oh, actually, also can, actually. go. Adeline, go. Adeline also know Mandarin. Lao Zi Qian Si Ying. You want to know your karmic past? Look at what you are going through now. Your suffering. What type of suffering you are going through now. Further towards this side, so that long enough space. Lao Zi Qian Si Ying. Qian Si Ying. Qian Si Ying means your past karma. If you want to know your past karma, they say the Mahayana wordings are very precise and very beautiful. He said, look at what you are suffering or what you are going through this life. Jing sen shou de si. Then lo zi. No. The next one is lo zi. No. Lo zi, same. Lo zi. Lai si yin. Yao a. Okay. But the video show law. That they probably say right, I didn't check. Yao zi lai si yin, means you want to know your future karma. Jing sen zuo de si, means you look at what your action, speech, and thought process that you have done this life. Zuo de si. So this is a very good Mahayana saying on karma. Those who know Mandarin, you will understand. 若知前世因, you want to know your karmic past. 今生 means this life. 受得是 means whatever you go through, whether suffering or wholesomeness or what, whatever you go through, that is the result of your past karma. Then, 要知来世因, if you want to know your future karma, then 今生, this life, 做的是, whatever you do this life, action, speech, or thought will determine your karmic future. So this is a very good description. Then the other one is, you reap what you sow. 种因结果, 种善因结善果, 种恶因结恶果, 种果得果. So this is very important. Then like Xianhua used to tell us all, we all when we take refuge, he always warned us, 千万要小心, you have to be careful. 不要种错因结错果, don't plant the wrong seed and reap the wrong fruit. Because human being wants to have happiness, blessing, good life, joy, happy life. So if you want to have good life, happy life, then plant the seed of goodness, wholesomeness, all of the virtue. Do not plant the wrong seed of evil that will lead to karmic negativity. Okay? So this one is a very good one. So this will help you understand. Okay. Yeah. Micah and Amita. Then? Actually finish or not? Finish already. You want to add anything else? You finish already, pass to Polian, so that she cannot run. She hide one corner, she think I cannot see.
I think if we really cultivate and take good care of our mind, we don't have to worry so much about
your life, because it will take care of itself.
Whether bad karma or good karma,
yeah,
we just accept it.
Ah.
We don't fight with it.
Yes, don't react, don't stir. Do not arise the fear, worry, anxiety. Look at it objectively. Means do not perceive it in negativity. Then like Queenie say, very likely, based on what the Buddha say, it's definitely due to our karma. Because we are born of it. Had to it, conditioned and supported by it. And we are what we are because of karma. So because of that, you have to accept. Whatever happened is coming. So what must I do after that? If you don't panic, no fear, your mind is clear. You have clarity. Then you can ask yourself, what actually happened? Then through this clarity of mind, you can act. Act with wisdom, understanding. Do not act with fear, worry, anxiety, conditioning, belief and all those things. Acting according to memory is not acting at all. You have to act according to wisdom, understanding, which is the meditation taught by the Buddha, Noble Eightfold Path. That's why Noble Eightfold Path is the advice of the Buddha, the meditation as taught by the Buddha. But he advises you to meditate this way, avoid all evil, do good, and purify the mind. That's why Noble Eightfold Path is all about right view leading to right thought, right speech, right action, developing your heedfulness, your mindfulness, your four right effort. Then live life accordingly, appropriately. Okay? Polian, now your turn.
Brother,
yes.
I'm just thinking many people, especially those food producers or manufacturing, they don't know what chemical they use. And then they just add it.
So what is their intention?
So
they want to
make
motivated by
profit
because they want their fruit to appear
they put
good, isn't it? So that whatever bacteria cannot go near, isn't it? But the pesticide is so strong, so that your veggie look very good, isn't it? But if you overdo it, that's why they have this World Health Organization, the United Nations, or and every country, when they do their import, they do a test. If your pesticide exceeds the tolerable limit, then they will ban your product. Understand? Because when farmers who are deluded, who don't have the understanding, their motivation is just greed, like you say. So that one is coming. So in future, you know what happened? They will buy those food from people who do that. Because this is what you do to people. Understand? But if you don't do any of all this, you will never end up buying all these things. Understand? Even if you buy, you will know how to watch it. Yeah. If you are not pure in your intention, means you are motivated by profit. You just want to sell. You don't have this love and compassion for leaving me. But this is bad for health. Understand or not? So you don't overuse all this. That's why chemical, it not only create harm to those who consume them, it destroy environment. Do you understand? Too much pesticide, you know, your environment, your water quality all deteriorate very fast. And it will be too late if you come to know that this pesticide has become so powerful. Means it will continue to make the pest stronger and stronger. Then you have to use more potent pesticide. It's not the way. It should be through R&D, understanding. Then you come out with your way of agriculture. And the old way is good. The old way is sometimes your vegetable or whatever attacked by certain type of thing. Then they know no, it's due to certain reason. Then they will prevent all this. You remember last time in the olden day? We plant this jambu, chiku, and all those things, sometimes whatever fruits. So when it ripened, the bird come and eat it. Then sometimes it got certain type of, very mild type of, what you call that? Germ, not germ, like insect like that, isn't it? Not only white color, like certain part turn bad, understand? But it's not much, it's just that part, understand? So what we did is, we wrap it with something, understand? To protect the bird from seeing it and destroying it. Then we try to do something, understand? But we never go and think of put pesticide or those things in it. We only put fertilizer in it, understand? And last time our fertilizer is what? Urine, manure. These are good fertilizer, understand? So, because of technology and all the people want the easy way out, then they say, hey, your veggie, your fruit sell well, no, you use this pesticide. Of course, salesmen also want to make money. So, you tend to be gullible. Then you buy. Then recently you saw on the WhatsApp, the video, all the Musang King. You saw how they spray the pesticide or not? Musang also dare not come near and taste or try. So all this is part and parcel of the law of karma. So now you understand. So what else do you want to add? Push it out all the way. Push it out.
One of the sentences in the book. Push other people's hand into the fire.
Yes.
It's not going to get burned.
So
if I want to kill someone, I get professional killer. Who is throw? Everything's
no, that's why you didn't listen properly. Because the author is trying to prove the other guy wrong, understand? Because the other guy said involuntary action also is karma. And their logic is what? He said like fire. Whether you voluntary or you not voluntary, you put your hand, you burn, understand? Now, like he said, if somebody push your hand there, he get burned. And then he argued back. He said, when a mother give birth to a child, yeah, suffer, isn't it? You think the fetus make the mother suffer? Huh? Or the mother make the child suffer if the complication in birth or something? No. Then all this, like fire, somebody put your hand, it's just like you hire an assassin to kill. Then you hire, you didn't kill what? Understand not? Because it's just like you push the hand in, somebody else's hand get burned. Not? So that logic is wrong, the author say. What is important is the Buddha say, it's mental intention that I call karma. So you look at the way the Buddha phrased the precept, it's so much more meaningful. I don't want to use the word superior. Because certain religion, they say, thou shalt not kill. You heard of this, isn't it? Thou means you, no? You shall not kill. No? So if I hire people to kill, I didn't break that commandment, no? You understand? No? But the Buddha never say that, no? The Buddha say, we undertake the training rule to abstain from killing. Abstain means what? He didn't say, abstain from me killing, no? Abstain from killing means you cannot even hire assassin, no? Because your mental intention behind consists karma. So abstain. Yeah? We undertake the training rule to abstain from causing harm and killing. Whether you call people to do or what, is your intention behind. That's why this way of defining the precept is very precise compared to the one, I shall not kill. Understand? Thou shall not kill. So that one, I can circumvent the precept, no, or the commandment, no. I hire people to kill. Correct, because that is based on your instruction.
Yeah, but that is the law.
Correct.
The law.
Correct. But if you were to look at that commandment's wording, thou shall not kill. No. Yeah. Yeah. No, no. We are not trying to what play with words, because the way, never mind, it's okay. The way it's been phrased, that's why I say, it's not so precise, understand? You say, thou shall not kill, means you shall not kill, understand? So if I don't kill, I ask people to kill, which means I didn't kill, I didn't break that precept. But I paid people to kill, so that mental intention is there. So what the Buddha is saying is, I undertake the training rule to abstain from causing, no, causing, no, the word is causing, no, harm or death, no, means cause to kill, no, means you can hire people. So if you have put thou shall not cause people to be killed, then it's more complete. Understand or not? If you put like that, people, no, because as far as law is concerned, they go by the words. The words are very important. Because if you put, you shall not kill. Okay, I didn't kill. Okay, go to court. Witness, I didn't kill. This guy killed. But the law in the court is different. The motive. To the court of law is the motive. If the prosecution can prove that you hire him, of course there must be black and white, understand? To kill, then both are committing the crime. Why? That one is abetting him. Yeah? Out of greed, you take his money, then you execute that job. Means you are assassin, understand? You are paid to kill. And killing is murder. Understand? Then the one that instruct is also, they call it the main guy behind. The main, what they call culprit. Then that one is abating. So all this is part and parcel of civil law. Civil law actually also try to be fair. That's why it has this impact of karma. Okay. So next one, who? Freddy. Oh, one more at the back. yes. Give to Yun Chan. Give to Yun Chan. It depends. Correct, both, but it depends. No, Yun Chan got a point. Yun Chan got a point. Because the one that has the intention to kill higher, okay? But he didn't do the killing, you know. You understand? correct. The mental intention is very important. But the one who killed, you look at it. I give you this example, you know. The one who killed, let's say, he don't want to have pain for that person to be killed. So he make it a fast one, understand? Then chok, gone. Then he shoot the correct place, understand? Then doesn't suffer that much. But the one that want to torture one, say teach him a lesson, then slowly skin him, understand? Or shoot every part, understand? Which one cause more suffering? So that karmic of the assassin, but you kill, you cause suffering actually. But you are not the motivator. You are motivated by greed, understand? Which is an evil root. Also karmic, understand? Action is out of greed. You take the job. It's just like the what they call pest control guy. He undertake the livelihood. You pay him, he undertake to clear your pest. Understand? So actually, you cannot say that, hey, I am the one that is behind, you know, the killing of the pest. No, I just give you a job to help me to clear. That's why I say, if you are more careful, you tell him, I don't want you to use poison. Understand not? Just help me to clear the whatever pest. Pest can be snake or whatever, understand not? Or termite and all those things. Yeah, but last time when I call them, I say, you don't put poison. You don't go and kill them. They call what? Non-invasive. Is it the word? Non-invasive. Non-invasive. This one is not non-invasive. Invasive means got danger one. This one is non-killing one. But you can talk to them, understand or not? Although, they like their livelihood. It's just like you go to a restaurant, you order whatever live fish, yao soyuan and all those things. Because they're willing, under the livelihood, understand not? Yeah? To do it for you. Because this is business, understand? That is the livelihood they take. So when you order, means you actually don't have intention to skin that live fish alive and all those things. But people become too Buddhistic, understand not? They say, no. You order means you have intention to harm. Then you eat all the dead fish, understand? The overnight fish and all those things. Yes. It depends on the mental intention of both. No, the first fellow, I tell you, the first fellow's karma is he got this intention, he give instruction, but he pay for the job, understand? So the guy that took it also got karma, but it depends on how bad the suffering is. If he torture him or he didn't really kill him and cause him to be half dead or what, which suffering is more? But the one that caused the actual harm create more suffering, you know, no? He is also behind the killing. Why? Well, he acted out of what? Greed. And it's an evil root. Understand? You kill because of greed. What? Out of what? No. Nature's law, nothing to do with Oh, sorry, you are talking about the executioner. Yeah? Oh, the duty is different. The duty, because it's enacted. There is a law, understand? Then they hire an executioner to execute. And the executioner will do it fast. Understand? Very fast. Even they hang also very fast. But that is the duty. He got no intention to kill you. Sometimes they pity you and they're so young. Capital punishment. That's why it depends on your mental intention. If the higher killer say, Tai Lei Sei, like that worse, understand or not? But if he is a professional, we don't say duty, understand or not? His profession, understand or not? Means his livelihood is to kill. But he don't believe in killing. But he believe, if you pay me, I will execute. It's like his career, understand or not? Professional killer or assassin. So they don't believe in that crime, understand or not? They are motivated by the payment or the money. So they also have karmic, understand or not? Because you don't believe that this is evil, you take it as a career. It's just like you take out a career to slaughter chicken and sell, understand or not? Or slaughter fish and sell. Then you can even ask me, which one more karmic negativity? The one that sell the chicken or the duck, yeah, kill first, then sell to this, they say sell the char siu fan one, or the siu kai one, or the siu gap one. This guy take the chicken or the duck that is already killed and go and marinate and roast and sell. Whose karma is more? The killing one is more, understand or not? But if he do both, then too bad, understand or not? He buy them, remove the feather all the way. Then he do the slaughtering, then he do everything, of course, lock, stock, and barrel. Yeah, you all can express your view, yeah. That should be what discussion is all about. That's why I pass the mic to Yun Chan. The person who hold can pass to anyone. Okay, Mei Xiang first. Don't let Mei Xiang run. Oh, Mei Xiang every time hide there. I cannot see her. Yeah, Mei Xiang, your turn. Yeah.
Not here. Okay.
Can hear. Loud and clear.
Karma
Hall. So you marry to Wai Hong, is it karma or not? You got mental.
You got mental intention or not? So I don't know whether it's karma or not.
You got mental intention or not?
Got mental. If not, cannot get married, right?
So is that karma? Falling in love. No, falling in love got karma or not?
Got karma.
Oh, got karma.
Sure got what? Because falling in love, get married already, then we are what you call motivated by. No, it has got this craving and attachment.
That's why you should go deeper. Mm. It depends on the mental intention of the spouse, understand or not?
Mm.
If I am motivated by what?
Attachment.
Not only attachment, No. You actually more interested in his money, understand? Let's say he's a rich guy, understand? Then he's very handsome, understand?
Mm.
Is it a fault to love somebody who is handsome or very pretty? It's not a fault,
isn't
it?
No, it's not a fault.
But it must be through mutual consent, understand? You cannot force or indirectly give pressure, like the underage girl and all those things, understand? We have society's law. We have also the nature's law. So it depends on your intention is pure, out of love, you fall in love. Of course, you say it must have mental intention, otherwise how can you fall in love? So falling in love is not negative karma, understand? It's something beautiful. You understand? We are both love each other. But if you deceive and... Wait, I share my part first. Okay. Let me say talk. Okay, continue. Continue. Yeah, Mei Xiang.
Okay, I'm not talking about marriage.
okay, something else, yeah.
interesting topic because
yeah.
When I first come into Buddhism, I think one of the things that got me to see my life perspective a little bit different also is because of karma.
Very good. That is a very good.
And of course, believing in karma, that's why we actually
become a better person.
Yeah, we become a better person, like observing the precepts because of the belief in karma.
Yeah.
And the only thing is I fall into that trap, you know.
Yeah.
When I just learn about, you know, Buddhism or karma, you know, it's like, you know, because you say karma, ma, that means accept things as it is, law. Whatever you just accept, law. But sometimes, if like that, law, no wisdom, become, everything also chinchai, la, accept, la, you know.
Correct. Then it will become detrimental to you.
Yes, correct.
Means it's not simply accept. When I say accept things as they are, it doesn't mean don't do anything, law. After that, you don't react, stir your mind, then you are at peace with clarity. Means no karmic negativity. Then no condition for negative karma to arise. Do you understand? Then you act. Act with what? Understanding, wisdom. Then you ask yourself, what happened? How can I resolve this amicably? This is what Buddhism is all about. The teaching is all about. Then not just say, accept lah, alo karma lah, what can I do? Then you are not a Buddhist, understand? You are being gullible. The Buddha never say karma, then accept, forget about it, then don't do anything. No! Accept first, don't react, don't stir, don't create unnecessary karmic negativity or mind state. Then you don't create condition for negative karma to come. Then you are at peace. Then you don't have fear, worry, anxiety. Then that mind which doesn't have fear, worry, anxiety has clarity. It's more calm. Then it can see things more clearly. Then it can act. Then it can inquire and ask, what are my options? How can I move? How can I resolve this amicably so that nobody gets hurt? And this is cultivation. Noble Eightfold Path. How can I arise the right speech, right action, and arise the right thought to resolve all this amicably? So this is real understanding of karma. Good. Continue. Before you understand and after you understand.
So last time, before understand, if good things happen, we never ask, why good things happen to me? When bad things happen, we always say, why me? Like that, right?
Correct.
So, of course, after understanding the law of karma, then it becomes, because of karma like that, law. I think that's not right. I think more important is that, you know, when we are faced in a challenging situation, is to actually, like, investigate and see what are the things that we can do, are the triggers and what are the things that we can do to actually make
resolve
things better.
Resolve it.
And only after we have make our best effort, then we accepting as it is,
rather than
accepting as it is, you know, right from the beginning, this is karma.
Then you don't know how to act. As I said, you must know how to act based on what? Right view. Right view is to accept that whatever happened, like the Buddha said, there are causes and conditions behind. And most likely, the causes and conditions is karma. Because we are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma. And we are what we are because of our karma. So that part, get it understood. That's why I used to say, it's almost 100% due to karma. Because your entire life depends on karma. How can it be otherwise? Well, the Buddha said you are born of it, heir to it, conditioned and supported by it, and you are what you are every moment, every instant because of karma. Okay, very good. Anything else to add?
Get ready.
No more. Okay, then you choose somebody you want to pass the mic to. Freddy, yes. Freddy, yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Actually, I don't know how to express, but anyhow, before I come to your class,
you can speak Hokkien also. No problem.
Before I come to your class, I am a strong believer of feng shui.
Ah,
I believe in luck.
Okay, yes, yes.
So every time
in fact,
anything
many
happen,
many
it's
Chinese,
all
many Chinese believe in feng shui.
All in luck.
Luck. Meng shui.
So
even Garrett, exactly you say, 100% that time. That's why he kena kau kau. After that, he wake up.
But after coming to the class, I start to learn about the karma.
Yes, yes.
And now I think I'm convinced that
yeah,
is a karma.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can actually prove it in life. Well, after you tested it, you can see your life change. Your character, your personality, your life condition, they improve. Your family environment, everything, they improve. Then you got less negativity of mind state. You got less anger. You understand things better. You have clarity of mind. You can resolve things easier. Last time, straight away panic already. Then run after feng shui. Then pay all the money to get them to rectify. And yet, may not help. Sometimes, they think it helps because the faith, the confidence after pay so much money. And people tell you, this one very good. But the one who is very good don't even know when they will be in trouble. Then like Sui An gave an example. He went to the feng shui there, the earth sleep and he died. At this type of feng shui people, they trust, you know, they pay so much money, you know, in Hong Kong. Yeah, continue. Yeah. Ready, yes. Very good. So now you more convinced.
Yeah, I understand they're more convinced in the karma, but
yes.
Whatever it is, I always believe anything happens, there's a cause of effect.
Yeah, cause and effect.
So, last time I used to be panic.
Panic.
Now I'm more calm. And I find that if
it
you accept
you.
It, then you will have a better solution.
Yeah, better solution. Then you know how
I
to act.
Because of the clear mind.
Yeah,
whatever,
the clear mind.
I don't know.
The clear mind and the understanding. Because you don't have fear, you don't panic, you don't worry about the problem. You can observe it, because you know how to accept. The moment I know how to accept, this fear is already very much reduced. Then the acceptance allow you to see things differently. Because without the fear, worry, anxiety, and also the insecurity and other things, your confidence is there. Your mind become more calm. Then you can see things with clarity. You are no longer like last time, overwhelmed by the fear, the worry, the anxiety, until you cannot act. There are a lot of people with panic attack, you know. No? They don't know what to do. You know? And the fear is so intense, until they go into depression, suicidal thought, and all those things. Very common. That's why you are very blessed when you have the Dhamma, when you understand. Very good. Ready? Thank you. Anything else?
Yeah.
That's all. Then you pass on. The girl in front of you. I think is. Can we know your name or not?
Sohun.
Sohun. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Song's friend.
I think karma. We have to own ourselves. It's our ownership.
Yeah.
Our ownership.
Yes.
Because
okay.
If you own it, then the dramatic will be. Become slim down.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you will think, oh, that things happen is because of you.
Yeah.
Push the karma
good,
to other
good.
People.
Very
so
good.
when you understand the karma, that means because I just know because before that I thought karma is so negativity. See,
everything bad.
But after I read through, it's an action. Is intention
mental
of the mental intention, actions and I think
speech and talk.
So that made me more clear.
Yeah.
So that because I believe in the ownership.
Yeah, that one is very important.
Yeah, I believe in ownership. Yeah. Anything happen in surrounding you is because from you. The energy
it
we
goes
send
out.
It out.
Yes.
The energy we send it out. The karma is one of the energy.
Correct.
Is one of the energy.
The nature's law.
Yeah, the
energy.
Nature's law.
Then it has its repercussion or friction.
Yeah, and I believe things that things happen, there will be up and down in our life. When things is happen happily, they definitely they will be down to
that. Yes, yes.
When we accept this up and down, our life will be more harmony.
Yes.
Yes.
You are more peaceful.
Yes.
Means you can accept the reality.
I know
the reality of life. Your life, like you say, there are ups and downs in life.
Yeah.
So we should not attach and cling to good moments.
All these moments are impermanent.
Mm. They will change. Then when we confront with situation that don't go our way, means you call it the down moment, then are you able to maintain your calmness of mind, your peacefulness of mind, your joy, your happiness? That is what Dhamma is all about, wisdom is all. If you have wisdom, the up and down is cycle that deluded people go through. But they tend to attach to good time. Then they become miserable during that time when things don't go their way. But if you have wisdom, good time, bad time, no different. Understand? You are at peace all the time. Then just like stock market or business or whatever, when you understand, recession also can make money. When you don't understand, boom time also can lose money. Understand? Everything depends on understanding, wisdom. Then law of karma. If you have faith in the law of karma, you act accordingly. Karma will support you. That's why you will have blessing. Yeah? You will have all the merits that will come and support you. Then with the wisdom, you will not suffer. You will not be afflicted. You will be able to overcome whatever situation that arises. So the first noble truth reality, like the Buddha said, when you confront them without the Dhamma or the wisdom as taught by him, you will through delusion, self-delusion, attach, cling, worry. That's how you suffer. But if you have the wisdom and understanding, you don't attach, don't cling, and don't give meaning, then you are at peace. Understand? So everything depends on your understanding. If you understand, your mind liberate, then up and down is no more problem. It's the problem of the deluded being. For you who has the Dhamma, you will always take care of karma because you follow the advice of the Buddha. And your life will improve. Everything will go your way. Okay? Very good. Thank you so much. I like one part of her sharing. Is it? Take karma as your own ownership. Means bear responsibility. Don't point finger. That guy caused me to be angry. That guy make me like that. How unfair of him. If you don't take responsibility, means you don't understand karma. Like the Buddha said, don't do out to others what you don't like to do to yourself. You understand? If you don't like people to like harm you, hurt you, kill you, or cause suffering and misery to you, then you should not do the same thing to people. Yeah, this is karmic. You are responsible. Understand? Then I used to use this example. If you really understand what love is, if you love yourself, means what? Like you love your children, what do? You will not allow your children to be harmed, is it? Yeah? To have a problem, is it? Means you will love them, support them, provide for them, care for them, do everything you can for them. Means you love your children. So if you love yourself, means what? You will do the same, isn't it? Protect yourself, isn't it? Don't allow yourself to be harmed, hurt, and bullied by others, isn't it? Don't allow your karmic nature to fall, isn't it? That is loving yourself. So because you don't love yourself, you arise the wrong thought, wrong action, wrong speech, and create so much karmic negativity and make yourself so miserable. Understand? Means you apply the thought wrongly. The thought is like a tool, T-O-L, for you to use, understand? Like a knife. You use it to cut fruit, shape fruit, and help you to do things. Then that is the proper use of that tool. But if you use it to cut yourself, harm yourself, and hurt yourself, and hit out at others, that is the wrong way of using that tool, isn't it? That knife. Precisely, deluded human beings are using their thought wrongly to make themselves miserable, understand? Create create their own fear, worry, anxiety, karmic negativity. Means they are harming themselves and they hit out at others when they are angry, when they are violent, when they are selfish, when they are emotional. So it's using the thought wrongly to harm yourself, to hurt yourself, and to hit out at others and cause so much misunderstanding, karmic negativity, suffering, misery. So this is equivalent to not loving yourself. And this is most important. If you cannot see this, you will continue to be miserable because you don't love yourself. If I love myself, I will not allow my form and mind to have suffering, understand not? Then I will arise the right thought, right speech, right action. I don't want to have karmic negativity. But I understand through this law, I reap what I sow. Do good because good. Do evil because evil. You plant the seed of wholesomeness, you reap the fruit of wholesomeness. Then I will avoid Dhammapada, verse 1, and cultivate the mind, develop mindfulness, heedfulness, keep the precept, develop all the virtue, then follow the advice of the Buddha to meditate and develop the wisdom to live life. And this is how you will become beautiful. This is how you become a true Buddhist, worthy of the Buddha's teaching. Yeah. So this part you must get it right, understood. Then commit yourself to this understanding so that you will not have problem anymore in future. Should you choose to come or have to come, even this life, it will improve your life tremendously. Okay? This is just to add to what our sister. Okay, now we go to Chai. Chai, yes.
I'm a strong believer in karma.
Oh, very good.
Very strong.
Sadhu.
Because I've gone through it.
Yeah, you experience a lot of karmic things.
I didn't realize it's karma
until
very recently.
Recently,
when I started attending all your lessons. And each time when you expounded a Dhamma, I always rejoice. Because something very familiar to me. I thought I've learned it before. I've gone through it before.
It's something from your past.
I want to share today is something happened 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
I experienced something.
Very
amazing.
It's
an awakening of true mind.
True mind, sadhu.
The moment I wake up, I wake up from a dream. The moment I wake up, 3 months later, I quit my job.
Very good. He quit his job. He's a financial guy of a listed company.
A job that guarantees
very lucrative.
For 25 years.
I give up.
Before I give up, I have a very strong mental intention what I want to do in life.
Because
that, by then I really realize that
clear mental
intention. I give up.
And that noble intention is very noble because it's for humanity.
My mental intention is
to
give back.
Give back to society.
And in my mental intention, I also mentioned I want to do something that can safeguard the environment.
That's why that is very important.
And then the moment I start walking this path, a lot of challenge.
Yeah, a lot of challenges.
A lot of fear factor.
You will be tested all the way.
But I got to be very sincere.
Correct. Otherwise, you cannot make it. Otherwise, you will not be able to
do
it.
And then I must have strong faith and then continue to have strong faith.
Yes.
And this carry me until today.
Yes.
10 years.
Yes.
I'm still walking this path.
Very good. Sadhu, we should rejoice.
Yeah, we have not finished, but I'm still walking.
Problem.
And then what is so interesting, maybe because of sincerity that carry me. I think the nature create the conditions.
It's
to make things happen for
me. It's from your past also. Then the condition arise. And what you go through is very similar to what Garrett go through. At first she also keep on coming to discuss with me and tell me, you say, Brother Teo, without talking to you, without your guidance, I really give up already. Well, he suddenly also get himself out of trouble. Then all of a sudden, all these things happen, no? Like contribute back to society, one, doing charity and all those things, promote Buddhism and all those things. Then also organize all those taimang, you remember? Their pilgrimage and all those things. A lot of things. He did a lot of wholesome. Then the donation just come. Then people with philanthropy, they just come. Then all the things just come, no? They get land and all those. Then he is doing a lot of this Dhamma work. He say, many times he want to give up. No? But every time he want to give up, he remember me. Then he came and talked to me. Then after that, he got faith again. I said, you don't worry. I told him the same advice like what I told Brother Chan. As long as you are sincere. Understand? Sincerity is very important. Then you have the faith. Then your mind is very clear. It's for the good of the many. Then it's meant to be. Condition like that, it will unfold. Then all the good people will come. Then he told me what? No, he said, really, exactly like what you say, the kui yin, kui ran, all the things. My kui ran, kui yan. All the good people come, support him, he said. And for no reason, no, China, everywhere, people come. And he's doing, now he's very happy, and he's doing fine. That's why that day he invited a group of us, I think about 10. Was it 10? We go to the site, KKB site. How many of us? 8. 8 or 10. 2 car, I remember. 2 MPV. Land Rover. Very good. Sadhu. Thank you so much, Brother Chan. Anything else you want to add?
You know what happened after I start walking this path? Nothing happened initially. Then later on, someone walked to my office and shared with me about the green technology.
Oh, very good. Green technology
that can essentially convert all the organic waste you can possibly find in the earth planet.
And
convert to fertilizer.
Yes.
Power.
Energy.
Biogas and biofuel.
Very good. All the sludge. All your rubbish can convert. They actually have a very good technology behind. And this technology firm also came and support. That's why he was in Canada for many years. A lot of things you will come to understand is meant to be, like it's from your karmic past. These are the things you're supposed to do, and the condition will arise, and you will know. You just have to accord and flow with understanding, provided you have these three things. Sincerity, faith, and understanding. These three things will help you. You must have the faith, the sincerity, and the understanding. Then everything will unfold naturally. Then things will go your way, and it will turn out to be beautiful. Meant to be, will be. Very good. Sadhu.
And two more conditions, in my opinion, is also very equally important.
Yeah.
Is patient.
Yeah, you must have patience.
Patient with understanding.
Yes. Yeah. Without patience, without understanding, you cannot go this way. That's why patience is very important. Patience born of faith, born of understanding. Very important. Good.
And then one last one is... perseverance.
Yeah, perseverance.
Because
diligent,
we face with a lot of challenges.
Yeah. You don't persevere, it's not easy to see it through or endure.
Yeah.
His one is more challenging. Garrett one also very challenging, but Garrett one, when he understands, he know what to do, everything turn around. People come. You can say it's right effort, but it's more towards the endurance. Endurance with understanding, you endure. And you're very patient. Means you don't suppress your whatever impatient. You are patient with the understanding because you accord and flow. You know things will take time. The condition has to unfold. Then finally, you will clear. Sometimes it's a test. Sometimes it's a karmic obstruction. It depends. Yes. Yeah. Yes. right effort and all those things. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, perseverance. We use the word diligent. Diligent.
Once you have the understanding of the right efforts,
I think
the nature will create conditions for you to resolve whatever challenges you are facing.
Yes, yes, yes.
You don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Just wait.
Correct.
And the nature will tell you how to move on.
Yeah, how to move on.
It happens so many times, not only one time, you know.
Yeah. Because he go through 10 years, just imagine. It's not easy to endure all this. You must have deep faith, deep understanding. Then the perseverance is very important. In Pali, it's called Kanti. Kanti. Then it's Kanti is they call patient endurance. Patient. You are very patient and you are able to endure because of your understanding. You endure them. That's why when it comes to suffering, there are certain causes and conditions, like the Buddha said. If the causes and conditions is you have to endure, you have to endure, understand? Then if you have the wisdom, if you can cut it off, severe it, then that is the best. Then it will not afflict you, understand? But like certain conditions, if you go to a foreign country, that place may be very cold, the weather are very severe, then you happen to be there, then there is not much you can get, despite the money you have, no use. Like what happened last night in Hajjai, our friend Sam and family, they were trapped in the hotel, 20-year-old story, flooded down there, the whole town, almost 5 meters of water, cannot come out, no food, nothing, for many days. Then with money also cannot get food, cannot get water. Then they have to do rationing. Then there were a lot of problem with the people down there. They go down to the kitchen and demand food. Then this Singaporean, according to Sam, they got money, Then they start to use their money to their favor, to buy. And want to pay them in SGD. Then Sam have to speak out, tell them, you think only you got money? We also got money, but this is not about money now. It's our survival. All of us, understand? We got to come together and plan how can we survive this flood with whatever food and water supply we have. That is how he resolved the problem, he told them. Then only everybody listen. Otherwise, everybody like herd instinct, selfish, just want to go and take the thing. That's why you should not become irrational when you are faced with situation. Resolve it amicably with understanding. That's how he resolved it. So what I say endure is, you know what he did? The mother, quite old, at his age, he's 10 years younger than me, but the mother cannot climb the staircase. So every day he got to climb up and down more than 10 times to get water for the family. Where he got 2 children with the wife. The wife also helped him together. 20 over floor, whatever you need, you have to come down and get it and move it out. But he got good karma. He know somebody in Thailand, a Thai people. Every time he go there, this guy is a taxi driver. He will drive him around and he pay him. And he like to serve Sam because he really pay him very well. Very considerate, very kind, very generous. Then you know what happened? When he knew Sam was trapped, he managed to contact Sam through the phone. Then Sam say, do me a favor, get me a boat or a sampan for my family to go out. He said, don't worry, I will do all the... His car supposed to be flooded. Luckily, when he heard the news, he called out Sam. He said, I will go walk through the flood to go and help you to park your car at the higher ground. Then he go and hire a boat, go to the hotel and fetch them out on the third day. That's how he came out. And he reached his car and he took the other way, long road, go up to Bangkok to come back. He cannot go to Hanyai because of the flood. So you must have understanding, faith, and you must take care of karma. So because of that, I witnessed all this, I saw. Then you have to endure, means you have to endure. Understand? Situation like that, condition like that, you have to endure. You complain also no use. You got two choices. React, complain, and become miserable. Fight with people, argue with people. You won't solve the problem. Everybody is selfish. But if you resolve it through understanding, everybody will listen to you. It's not the time to argue and fight anymore. It's about survival. We are all in this together. And then, it's no more you and me, you know. You understand? So you have to have clear mind to do all these things. Okay, I heard the alarm off already. Eh? I think we should end. Eh? Yeah, very good tonight. Oh, actually, your suggestion is very good. Just pass the mic to... otherwise, nobody put up their hand. Huh? Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, everybody can learn from everybody. It's a good idea. So next time, we pass the mic around. I make sure I buy spare battery. Very good. So now we know who haven't gone through. Okay. So anyway, we would like to thank PG for leading us. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And all the good sharing of Karyamita, especially Chui's suggestion. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, now we will share all this wholesomeness with all beings, starting with the devas. Akasata cha bhumata devanaga mahindaka punyang tang anumoditwa cirang rakkhantu loka sasana itta wata chamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya idang me nyatinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo idang me nyatinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo idang me nyatinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo iminaha punyang kamena mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yawa nivana patiya sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, very good. Pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Guanyin Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones. Then we can end. Thank you.